Nancy Cox from LAX 18 is with us. Hey, Nancy, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
You remember Michael? I'm doing good. You remember Michael Jackson's Black or White?
Loved it. Loved it.
Loved it.
You know, I had a thing I brought up among friends. Who's an artist when you're flipping around on the radio that you always stop and listen to, no matter what the song is?
That's a good question.
And Michael Jackson was like my number one, and Whitney Houston was 1A.
Mm-hmm.
But with Michael, it's anything. The talent there, just unbelievable.
When he passed away, my sister-in-law decided that anytime, anywhere she hears a Michael Jackson song, she will stand and dance to honor Michael. And she does.
Aww.
It does not matter where we are. If there's a Michael song, we can be in a restaurant. She's up, and she's going to dance through the song to honor Michael.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I do that with Bee Gees. You should be dancing.
Yeah, you do.
In the car. It's like, okay.
I'm going to start riding with you. You're fun.
speaking of that, 40 years ago, 1977, this day, Saturday Night Fever premiered in New York City.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've never seen that.
You haven't?
Really?
Well, never seen it. You know what, Nancy? You were a good little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Your mama wouldn't let you watch it, would she?
Yeah, no.
No.
And then when I got older, it wasn't really cool anymore, so I've never seen it.
You still need to see it. It's,
oh, yeah.
You still need to see it. The music is epic.
I wonder, the astronauts aboard the International Space Station are getting a treat. They're getting a special private viewing of the new Star Wars picture, The Last Jedi.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's a copy of the new release on the supply ship blasting off for the space station tomorrow. And here's what I'm thinking. If you're an astronaut and you watch Star Wars movie the same way I watch Good Morning Vietnam, saying, you don't start a record that way. That's not the way it works. Hey, turntables don't work like that. You know,
imagine the nightmares they're going to have.
Yeah, really. I mean, have you ever done that, Nancy? Have you ever watched something about TV and you're going, that's not how it works?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Any show about news.
Yeah.
There was one... Actually, NBC Great News, I think, was the name of it.
Mm.
Nothing like reality.
Nothing,
you know,
like real thing,
she's redoing a lead story at 2 minutes till from scratch. You know?
And so you're going, it doesn't work like that. Yeah, that's funny. You have a story that I think is a really good one about Mr. Clooney. We're talking about George Clooney and his generosity. Tell us about that.
Well, I was always a George Clooney super fan, and then in recent years when he got a little too political, that was a turnoff for me. But I read this today, and I'm back under the tent for George Clooney.
Good.
Back in 2013, he invited 14 friends to dinner, mm-hmm. and they arrive at this big, huge table for dinner, and at every seat was this designer suitcase. These black identical designer suitcases. And when they opened them, they contained $1 million each.
Wow.
And George said, you were the people who believed in me when I first came to Hollywood. You let me sleep on your couch. You encouraged me. You loaned me money when I had nothing. You helped me on the way up, and I haven't forgotten you. And by the way, I've paid the taxes on this money.
Good.
Isn't
nice.
That cool?
Oh, yeah, that's so
and,
cool.
Yeah, one of these friends apparently had fallen on hard times in Texas. He and his family were facing foreclosure on their house, and he was working two jobs. And I guess that guy was just brought to tears. And the best thing about this is it happened 4 years ago. He didn't come out bragging about it. Nobody reported it until now. And I think that's really cool. That's what I would do if I became super rich.
Can you invite me to your dinner party, Nancy?
Yeah.
Yes, babe.
Yeah, really.
I'm going to
be
there.
You will be at the head of the table.
Thank you. I'm in.
Now, here's a story that you girls will think is really sweet. I guarantee you're going to like this. Gwen Stefani says that she and Blake Shelton communicate through song.
Oh.
Did
wife,
you watch her special the other night of Christmas songs?
No,
I didn't
know.
I hope they don't use those songs to communicate, because I don't think her voice was made for jingle bells or any of that stuff.
Wow.
Drop this mic.
My wife and I, on the other hand, prefer the middle finger, but I mean, you know, it's to each their own.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
Hey, we'll be watching you tonight. You have a good evening, ma'am.
Thanks, guys. You too.